If it's locally owned,
it's Copper Road.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Road.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Road.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Road.
It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the members of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough, encouraging you to put down your mouse and get out of the house. Local businesses are inviting you to mask up, buy local, and engage in safe commerce. Visit carolinachamber.org to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership. Talking Carborough today, ordinarily joined by Mayor Lydia Lavelle. She's off today, so we are joined instead by the town's new communications director. Familiar name for those of you who follow local government, though, coming over to Carborough from Chapel Hill, Catherine Lazorco. Catherine, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And townofcarborough.org for more information on all aspects of town government, including the Carborough Town Council has got a meeting coming up on Tuesday. And once again, the 203 South Greensboro project is tops on the agenda here, right?
Yes, that is that's correct. It is on the agenda. It's a public hearing on the schematic design for this, say, a public center plan for 203 South Greensboro. And, you know, this was really very much in the public eye back in 2018. And then now it's kind of, you know, renewed and back on our radar as we're further along on the design. The this is a public center, say it's like part library and part civic space. And it's planned for a site that's currently a town parking lot across from Open Eye Cafe. So it's a $25 million project that will house the Orange County Southern Branch Library, as well as Town of Carborough's Recreation Parks and Cultural Resources Department, and then some other needs, the Orange County Skills Development Center, Virtual Justice Center, WCOM Radio, and the Teen Center. So it is a large public project, and the town has been holding a number of virtual meetings for the public to kind of get reacquainted with it, to gather additional input for council consideration. And there's a lot more on the website. I welcome people to townofcarborough.org, and you just key in 203 project, and there's a great project page. There are two more, there was another public engagement session even after this public hearing that is set for the end of October. So
a lot of chances for
to come learn more. A new municipal center that will be, part library and part municipal building.
A lot of chances for people to check it out and weigh in that public hearing coming up on Tuesday. And you can head to the town's website, which is, again, townofcarborough.org, and get a look at some of the schematics, the most recent version of the design. What have people said about the design so far that you know? Have you gotten feedback from the public? I know we were talking with Mayor Lavelle when those designs were first released, and she was excited with the way that they looked. What have you heard from the public, if anything?
I have not checked in yet with our planning department or from our recreation area. I know they've been holding some virtual meetings, so I haven't heard the feedback on that. The Tuesday meeting is a great opportunity for people also to provide their input and look once again at the designs that are being proposed.
Absolutely. And that meeting coming up on Tuesday. And again, you can get the full agenda at townofcarborough.org. Other things on the agenda for Tuesday, or is it mostly the 203 project this time?
I guess a couple of other things I might mention is the council will consider this petition from residents regarding the renaming of Plantation Acres or several subdivisions within Plantation Acres, which is the current name, to a new name, which would be Barred Owl Creek. So that has been discussed, I think, for some time. And the residents are very supportive, so it's likely to be a favorable item by the council. And then the other item that I might mention is they're receiving an update on the Energy and Climate Protection Plan and the Community Climate Action Plan.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a lot of interest in those areas.
And again, townofcarborough.org for the full agenda and a link to the live stream of the meeting, which is going to be on Tuesday. Speaking with Catherine Lazorco, filling in for Mayor Lavelle this week, and a lot happening in the town of Carborough right now. That meeting's coming up on Tuesday. Obviously, the 203 project is still down the road, but the call is out right now for muralists, right, for the Black Lives Matter mural that's going to be coming a lot sooner than the 203 project. Right?
That's right. You know, as you know, the town of Carborough is considering various options for painting street murals and town property to express the town's support to Black Lives Matter. So the Recreation, Parks, and Cultural Resources Department issued a call for applications looking for both student artists and a coordinating muralist for our first mural. And the deadline to apply, I'm just going to say that before I forget that, the deadline to apply is October 15th for the muralist applicants and November 8th for student applicants.
Hmm.
So this mural would be located on the east side of the Community Works building at 125 West Main Street in downtown Carborough. So it's great to have a partner like Community Works to be working with on the mural. There are two other public art or mural projects in the works that would be placed on exterior walls of Carborough Town Hall.
Mm-hmm.
So these are, this is part of a really an evolving effort for these public art projects. And I know we're looking to involve both artists and the greater community in the art installations.
Those are going to be nice when they go up. Again, speaking mm-hmm. with Catherine Lazorco, and head to the town's website for more on the call for artists and muralists as well. Those deadlines are coming up fairly soon. Speaking of coming up fairly soon, and speaking of great art in Carborough, we've also got the West End Poetry Festival coming up, not this weekend, but next, right?
That's right. October 16th to 19th. West End Poetry Festival, the entire event will be virtual with some live and some recorded elements. The theme is Poetry for a Change. And as I was looking at their website, I was really impressed to learn that it's in its 15th year. The first poetry festival was held in 2005. I think what's really new and exciting this year about the festival is that there will be a community poem.
Mm-hmm.
People had two options for submittal. They could provide a line of poetry that has a reference to Carborough or some other place or geographical feature in the state. And then the second option was to create a line of poetry that has the word change in it. So that community poem is going to be debuted on Saturday afternoon at 3:00, and that's next Saturday, the 16th, the 17th. And so that should be really interesting.
Yeah, I was looking at that on the website. That sounds like a really awesome project.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it's...
Oh, no, go ahead.
Let's see. I just wanted to give a shout out to Carborough's poet laureate, Fred mm-hmm. Joyner. And he's quoted on the website as saying, "Poetry can play a vital role in keeping our community vibrant." I know there is a whole list of prominent local names, and I invite people to really to go check out the full program and see what might interest them. It's at westendpoetryfestival.org.
Yeah. So go to that website and check it out. And again, that's not this weekend, but next in Carrboro, but virtual this year, so you can experience it all safely from the comfort of your home. Speaking with Catherine Lazorco, new communications director for the town of Carrboro, moving over from Chapel Hill, and just I have to ask, what was the transition like going from Chapel Hill to Carrboro? I haven't had a chance to talk to you since that happened.
It is a very unusual time, being that it's a pandemic, and mm-hmm. I think anyone starting a job during a pandemic, you know, finds it unusual to be working remotely. But having said that, I'm very grateful to be employed, number one. These are challenging times for many of us, and I'm really delighted to work with an outstanding staff, with town manager David Andrews' team, and really working for my hometown. I mean, it's all one community, really. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I still have my friends in Chapel Hill, and you know, there's always ongoing collaboration. So the bridge was a bit easier because of this really being, in one sense, one community.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's been, you know, it may be smaller, but it's definitely not any less busy, let's say.
Yeah. Anything else going on in Carrboro that folks ought to know about right now?
Well, you know, when I wanted to just invite people to really come by our website if they haven't been in some time. We are making some changes to make information easier to find. And we're also putting out more news. So there's a big green button at the top of the homepage that says sign up for Carrboro News. And many of the things that I've shared with you today, people can get directly to their email, or they can even get a text alert. So it's available, and I welcome people to check it out.
Absolutely. And you can do that online at the town's website, which is townofcarrboro.org. Go there for that information about the upcoming town council meeting on Tuesday and a whole lot more. Catherine Lazorco, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. My pleasure. I hope everyone has a great weekend.